And welcome everyone to this episode of Your Wild Soul Reflection with your host and guide, May Ruth. I'm returning once again with my mini-series, The Equinox Journey, that's based on the spring ritual of words created by my good friend, Bindi Shaw. Over the past 6 days, I've been recording a series of many thoughts, musings, and ideas that connect with the springtime. Bindi has come up with what she calls her soul whispers. And the soul whispers are connected to words that bring us, it's like we're taking a journey. And so those of you who've been listening over the past 6 days, this is the seventh day that I will be recording. And it really is quite fascinating to think of spring through the lens or the view of particular words. Today, the word that we are exploring is peace. Now, this is a very powerful word in some ways. It's mysterious. It's kind of a head scratcher because in many ways, we hear it thrown around in many places. It brings to mind when I used to hear my mom say, I need everybody to get out of here because I've just got to have a peace of mind right now. And I used to think to myself, I wonder where, what corner can she find that peace of mind? Now, of course, all of us children understood that that was really code language for us to make ourselves scarce and give her some space, because that's really what she was saying. Give me some space. When you have 5 children and they're kind of stair steps, you sometimes need space. So we have, and I figure just about every mother in the world has said that at some point along the way, that she just needs to have a peace of mind. As I was thinking about this word and am thinking about it, it occurred to me that quite possibly the word peace is a path. But it's a path that we each must create in our life. Again, I was playing with words as I've done with the other topics and prompts in the as we've moved along. I started saying, I wonder if we can create peace. Can we feel peace? Can we speak peace? And then it occurred to me, maybe what we really need is a reset of peace. And I started going down that proverbial rabbit hole in terms of a reset of peace. And so I then asked, well, how is that done? The first thing that occurs to me is that with peace, because again, it's not something you can quite grasp in your fingers. Peace is elusive. And why is it elusive? Because peace is not something that you can walk out your door and touch like the tree that's near the sidewalk. Peace seems to be something that has to be actually brought into one's awareness. Is peace a feeling? Is peace a thought? Is peace something that can be touched? One of the answers that has come to me is that peace requires attention and focus on this most elusive part of self. In terms of actions and behaviors, peace is elusive because it seems to require having two sides to every story. And if one side, meaning one person wants one thing, and another person wants the other, but nobody can see the middle ground, we then have a situation of an impasse. So we know that peace has to have a fluidity about it. It has to be flexible, and it has to take into consideration both sides of the story. The other thing that occurs to me is peace is often not easy to attain or to bring forth. I was also thinking that when we talk of peace, and we're talking about peace seems to come in the context of relating. It's a word that describes relationship, because and the relationship can be, we often think it's with other people, but that first relationship has to be with oneself. Now, if we look at it in terms of peace with others, it seems to indicate that we must have an open heart and have a willingness to walk in another person's perspective. We often colloquially say you have to walk in someone else's shoes. The other thing that occurs to me about peace is that you cannot have peace if there is any harm caused to anyone. Peace is the kind of, is the word, the frequency, the vibration that considers every person to have something about them that is of worth and value. The other thing that occurs to me about this word peace is that we have to envision it. Focus must be on a singular point of reference. It can be big. Peace can be big. It doesn't have to be narrow, but it does have to be focused. And then the other thing is that no one can give anyone else peace. Is that surprising? Because we often think of someone else giving us peace. But as I was reflecting and musing on this, the feeling comes that no one else can give you or me peace. So what I want to encourage us to do is to go out into nature. I think nature, if you have an opportunity to stand and walk near a mountain or in the mountains, climb a mountain, you can walk in the nature park. You can walk in any green space. And interestingly enough, you might just find a moment, feeling of what peace is all about, because each one of us must determine what peace means for us. No one else can give it to us. So I wish you a peaceful moment, and let peace be still. Thank you again for listening. And I will return tomorrow with my next Soul Whispers word. From my heart to your heart, much love.